How to Save a Life by Eva Carter. Read by Joshua Akehurst, Thomas Judd, and Yolanda Kettle. A&D is deserted. The twitchiness I felt in the back of the police car turns into full-blown panic. Where is Joel? Hello? Is anyone there? My hands and arms ache and tingle from the CPR, but the feeling of powerlessness is worse. I need to do more. I bang on the screen window at reception, but no one appears. I bang again, beyond caring whether I smash the glass. At least that'd attract attention. The policewoman gently pulls my arm away. We don't need you slashing yourself on top of everything, do we? It's quiet because this is the calm before the storm. Your friend was lucky to get here before the New Year punch-ups start. Lucky. She goes to look for someone in authority. There are a few pissheads in the waiting area, handing round cans of beer and laughing too loudly. A&D has never scared me before. The opposite, actually. I've been here 3 times, thanks to various scrapes, and each time I've liked the buzz more. I even mentioned my experiences as a patient at one of my med school interviews. The first time was after I fell out of a tree in Tim's garden. I'd ignored him when he told me not to climb too high. The agony after my shoulder hit the earth was all-consuming. But when I came into the hospital and they took me beyond those swishy double doors, a young woman, the most junior of junior doctors, took one look at me, laid her hands on me, and warned me it would be excruciating for 3 seconds, but then everything would be okay again. I told the interview panel, she was right. It was like magic, the way she knew what to do. I want to be able to do that for people too. Kerry? I look up and Tim is walking towards Ant and me. The drunks stare at us, ready to kick off if we jump the queue. When Tim holds me, I remember how close we came to kissing and I pull away. They said we're allowed to use the family room over here. It's more private. And more claustrophobic. 2 rows of 5 chairs each, facing each other. I sit next to Ant, who has finally stopped jabbering about everything and nothing. Tim sits down opposite us. So, Joel has been taken to Resus. He was stable in the ambulance. What Kerry and I did helped keep him alive, but now it's up to the doctors. Has he woken up yet? Ant asks. Tim and I exchange a look. He probably won't wake up for a while, Tim explains. If at all.